Okay, today's daf is daf Pei Tes of Maseches Menachos from Pei Chet. On Amud Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Shur ben Karcha Omer. Rabbi Shur ben Karcha says, Menorah ba menakikar. This is a continuation from yesterday. The menorah was made from one kikar of gold. The ein malkacheha umachtoseha v'neiroseha ba menakikar. And the tongs and the spoons and even the bowls, the actual neiros, did not come from that same kikar. V'elamani mekayim et kol hakelim eile. So what do I do with the word that's kol hakelim eile? Shehu kelim shel zahav. That they should all be made out of gold. What? Zav hedik shiva. That's a very pasuk. It says, "Batisus neiroseha shiva behelot neiroseha beheir el over panel of the chel magzera zav tar." What do you mean? I need a limud that they made out of gold? It's a very pasuk. The Gemara says, "No, no, no. Well, mitzvacha ella l'fi neiros. I only need it for the bowl. Why?" Sarkin had the kamina. I would have thought, "Hol sin l'fi neiros ashkure masher." That gets all black. It gets black every night. It gets black. So hatorah chasa amamona shal yisrael. So I had a little pity on you. You spent so much money on zav tohar for something that gets black anyway. I would have thought v'lavad zav kaldehu. Use a cheaper gold. Use any gold. No, you have to use the Zav Tar, even with those who didn't get black every day. Okay. So, by the way, I once heard from someone, I don't know, you know, there's a whole, you look at, in the old days, 20 years ago, any picture book that you had of the menorah, the branches were rounded. Today, they're all not rounded. Everyone woke up and made them diagonal. Right? They're all diagonal. Now, you know who has a picture of it and it's diagonal? Somebody by the name of the Rambam. Here's a picture of it, right? Ram says diagonal. Rashi in Parshas Truma says they're diagonal. Right? For some reason, I don't know, because my theory is, first of all, the Arch of Titus is round. That's first of all. Second of all, I think they purposely made it round so as not to be the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash. Nobody wants to have the same menorah, so they purposely made it round, which is today, you probably can't even buy a diagonal menorah. If you wanted to. If you wanted to, you probably can't even buy. Who makes that? You never saw such a thing. Right? But so someone once told me that, I'm not a physicist, that if you have a kikar, and they figure out how much a kikar is, if you have a kikar of gold with the dimensions of the menorah, it's impossible for it to be round. It weighs much more gold that way. It's impossible. It has to be diagonal. Besides that, the Rashi said it, and the Rambam said it. It has to be. I don't know, I guess, so these guys could figure out some kind, mathematically, whether it was even physically possible. Even the dimensions of what a kikar was, if it could even be made out of, if they could even be round. But just an interesting, probably throwing around to the diagonal, right? So.
Right, probably 100%.
Right. Okay. What? Probably very soft, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Next, chatzi log shemen l'toda. Right. So we said there was half a log of shemen for the toda. Right. Tanya. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Matamud Lomar, Bashemen, Bashemen, Shnei Pa'amim. Why does it say the word Bashemen twice? Right? It says the pasuk over there in Parshas, I think it's Sat. Imal Toda Yakrivenu. You're going to bring a carpet Toda. Bikrival Toda, Devach, Chalos, Matos, Bululos, Bashemen. Urikike, Matos, Mushukim, Bashemen. I say twice. Now, one, I would venture, one, I have to say, come on, I need oil. It could have lumped it all together. It's about shemen. Why say twice? Shnei ilu lo nema ela shemen echad. Had it only said it once, hayiti omer, I would have said areyu b'chol hamenachos lulo. I would have said, just like every mincha gets one log, so why should the toda be different? The toda also gets a log. Asha shekasa b'shemen, b'shemen. Now it said it twice. Have a ribui achar ribui. It's a ribui followed by another ribui. And a riboy followed by another riboy is only meant to be mamayid. Okay? So everyone asks, not a riboy following a riboy. What is it? It's one riboy. One extra word. I need the one word. Otherwise, I wouldn't know how to put oil at all. The Mavarsha points out, maybe it's like a tota. Why would a tota be like a tota? That you don't have oil at all? I don't know. But if the Torah doesn't tell me, but putting that question aside, it's ribui achar ribui. How does ribui achar ribui work? So Tosafot says, it's halacha l'moshe says. There's no logic to that. There's no logic to that principle. It says it's Shemin. Then it says it's Shemin again. So by the fact that it says it again, we made it worse. That what? That what? What are we going to say? We're going to say that it's every Vincha what has a loaf. A Toda has half a loaf. Why? Because the extra word, this doesn't make any sense. The extra word Bashemin means take away, make it less. So what's left in the loaf? A half a loaf. Why not 9/10 of a loaf? No, we don't have a share like that. Right? So go from a loaf to a half a loaf. Right? The Torah Joseph says that doesn't make sense. That's halacha on Moshe Sinai. There's no reason for that rule. Others try to give a the Svara. They say like this, that the Adrama says, because since the second rebuy is extra, if I want to be rebuyed, if I want to make things more, then what's wrong with the first one? The fact that I have a second one, it must be Mamayid. I'm not sure I'm saying that Torah. Okay, either way, Miyutei HaKasav, back in the Gemara, Miyutei HaKasav L'chati Log, the Pasuk is Miyut to tell you a half a log. So the Gemara says, Ribui. How do you read this now? Ribui acha ribui. Ribui acha ribui. Chad ribui hu. Right? Which is our question. It's chad ribui. What does that mean, it's chad ribui? It's one ribui. Why? I need one shaman to tell me, have shaman. Right? I need one shaman to tell me, have shaman. Ella. So before we do, right, you hear the question? How could you tell me to rebuy acha rebuy? One of them is not a rebuy. One of them is, I need to know that you have to have oil. Like I said, I would have thought there is no oil in the carbon toza. One of them is not a rebuy. So the Gemara is going to give a different answer. Look at the second Tosfos. Chad rebuy hu. Tosfos, wait a minute. The chad shemen ka'amar, one oil, one mention of the word shemen, the itzriach legufe. I need it for itself. The toad shemen. Kachal men menachos lulub. Like every other carbon. Not extra. It's tema. Wait a minute. The chihai gavna is the same exact story. There's another place where the word is mentioned twice, and we say both words are a reboot. Where's that? The tema. The chihai gavna. Kari ribu yachar ribu. Le'el ba'komets rabba. We had it already. In Daf Lama Dalet. The Tanya. Mezuzos. It says mezuzos twice. Shomea ani miyot mezuzos shtayim. I know that mezuzos means two. It's plural. Kishu omer mezuzos parasha shnia she'en talmud lomar. I don't need that second word mezuzos. Have ribu yachar ribu. Come by mezuzos. Hak by mezuzos. It says it twice. And over there we do say the principle of Ribu yachar ribu einu mamayed. And over here we're not going to say it because one we need for itself. Tosfos doesn't answer the question. What's the answer? Right? Right? So the Rajba answers, I'm not sure how this answer is going to work. The Rajba answers because by mezuzas, both times it's mentioned in the plural. So of course both are ribuy. Just could have said, put a mezuzah. What's mezuzot? Why is it plural? Then it says it again, plural. Ein ribuy achar ribuy el lomayim. Over here, the question is a good question. It says bashemen. It has to say one time to use shemen. How could the second shemen turn the first shemen into a ribuy? It's impossible. That's the Gemara's question. You hear that? Ella, back into the Gemara. Ella, ilul ner bashemen kol ikur. Had it not said bashemen at all, hayisi omer, harehu kuchal menachos. Look. I would have thought, if it didn't say the word Bashemen, I would have thought, well, why should this mincha be different than the other mincha? Why should this be like a sota that doesn't get oil? I wouldn't think that in a million years. This is not a sin. This is a toda. It's the opposite of a sin. It's thank you. Achshav shenemar Bashemen Bashemen, havei ribi yachar ribi, vein ribi yachar ribi el lamayeg, vidu akasav l'chati log. Torah is telling you, you only get to half a log. Now, you hear, really both Bashemens are extra. Why? Because the default is that a mincha has oil. Unless it's a strange thing, a sota, a sin. This is not a sota or a sin. So of course it has oil. I don't need a pasuk for that. That's obvious. Why is it Bashemen twice? It's Ein Ribach Nerei Olamayit. Yachal Yechatzi Lugzeh. Mitzchalik L'shloshes Minim L'chalos. L'chalos Arikikin Olu Ravicha. I would think that you take this chatziluk and you divide it into three parts. Why? One-third for the chalot, one for the rekikim, and one-third for the l'revicha. No. Kishu'omer b'shemen v'revicha. Shein talmud lomar. In other words, if you look at the pasuk says like this. Chalos matos belulos m'shemen. Urekikim matos m'shuchim b'shemen. The soles mervechets chalos belulos b'shemen. It really says b'shemen three times. So, kishu'omer b'shemen v'revicha. Shein talmud lomar. Ribui shemen l'revicha. The extra ribui is talking about the third ten. Okay, that, what does that mean? Maybe chatzi lug shemen, bring a half a lug of shemen, v'chotehu, and split it in half. Chetzi l'chalos, right? Ula rekikin, v'chetzi l'revicha. Half go to two, and the other half goes to the other one. Not divided a third, a third, a third. It's two-thirds for 20, and, I'm sorry, half of the half. Half of the oil goes to two, the other half goes to one, and then the third ten is matzah, it doesn't get any oil. Or maybe if it does, it's a whole different chesed. Okay? You got all that? You hear that? Amalo, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, imatamarva kolim kulo b'shem b'shem and amin shemela. You can sit all day with this, you can be busy with this all day long, with your shemen and all your drushes. That's wonderful. Ella, however, chatzi log shemen, this idea of a half a log shemen, l'toda, for a toda, u'revi'is shemen l'nazir, and a revi'is shemen for a nazir, right? And, v'achad asa yom, shebe nida l'nida, the 11 days between a nida and a nida, in other words, we don't hold this today. If we didn't, life would be very difficult. We don't hold this today. In the olden days, a woman's cycle was set up as follows. She had 11 days. If she saw Dam during those 11, we're going to talk about this in the past minutes, this topic. If she saw Dam for 11 days, then it depended. If she saw Dam for one day, she was a Shomeres Yom for one day. If she saw Dam for 2 days, she was a Shomeres Yom for 2 days, for one day. If she saw Dam 3 days in a row, then she became a Zofa Gadola. She was also to her husband for 7 days. She had to count Shivan Akiyam and bring a carbon. If it's not in the 11 days, and she saw Dam, she became a Nida for 7 days. So we don't hold that at all. We're machmir now for a Zava, even if she can just take a piece of Dam Kacharzal, it's very machmir. In Nida, we'll learn all that. It's not such a big matzah, but it's all in there. Anyway, that's where we love to spend our time with Rabbi Akiva. What are you busy with Pesukim? All these three things, halacha l'moshe m'sinai. They're all halacha l'moshe m'sinai. What's so busy? Right? What did he start off by saying? He said, Imata Marba Kalyam Kulo Bashemen Bashemen. This is the word shemen twice. Any Shemelach. I'm not gonna Ella Khatilov Shemen Lutoda Italaf Shemitinai. That's Rashi. Look at Rashi. It's the fourth skinny line there in Rashi. Halakalamoshimitinai. Halakalamoshimitinai who? The chetzi of Lachalos, the chetzi of Liravucha. Vlav Mikra Ati. It's not a pasuk. What's Rashi? Rashi seems to be saying that he's not, from Elizabeth Azaria, is not saying that the din of Chatzi Log is learned out of Halacha L'moshe M'sinai. That's not what he seems to be saying. What he seems to be saying is how you divvy up that Chatzi Log. You learn from a pasuk. No. Chatzi for this and Chatzi for that. That's Halacha L'moshe M'sinai. Not the din of Chatzi Log. We went down from a log to a every minute has a look. But I told it's a chati look. How do we know that? Said Rabbi Akiva, it's a ein mira chamid el l'rabo. Right? Now that we said that, how much does each 10, there are 10, there are 30 loaves here from the chamid. 10, 10, and 10. You take the half a log and divide it evenly? Said Rabbi Akiva, no. Half goes to 220, and the other half goes to 10. That, on that Nakuda, Rashi seems that that's what Elizabeth Zayah pipes up. Right? As the Rashi said. Not in the whole din. Right? However, if you look at the bottom Rashi, in the Kisvayad, 1, 2, 3, 4th line, at the end of the line, he says, Eini Shomela, Dilahabe Ribui Achar Ribui. The whole thing of the Ribui Achar Ribui. Dechad Itzruch Legufe.
Right? Rashi, the second, the other Rashi seems to say that Rabbi Yosef ben Azariah is arguing on the entire idea of this whole limud. And the whole thing is a law for Moshe. Okay, so that's a detail, machloket.
Okay? Next. Belob Hayamode. They would measure a loaf. What does that mean? Yeah, an ordinary mincha got a loaf. Sama mincha got a loaf. That was the default amount, a loaf of shemen for each mincha. Okay? Now, Tana Rabbanan. B'mitzora ani, if a mitzora was an ani, he couldn't report an animal. So by a mitzora, there's only two levels of poor. There's a rich and a poor. There's no middle level of birth. No such thing, only rich and poor. So, the mitzora oniksiv, it says, isaron bolol below. He brings an isaron mixed up with a loaf. By the way, we had a bachlokas in the Mishnah. Do you bring a loaf for every isaron of flour? Or do you bring one loaf, no matter how many isaron you bring? 20, 30, up to 60? That was a bachlokas, right? Do you bring one loaf per isaron, or one loaf for the entire mincha? So it says like this: Tanavana, b'misaro anikziv. It says by a poor ani, isaron bolol v'loaf, which means limed al isaron. You learn about that in isaron. Shaton loaf. Every isaron requires a loaf. Divrei chachamim. Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer. No, afilu mincha shal shisha esronim ein la elo loga. No, even if it's 60 esronim, it only gets one loaf. Shenemar, because it says ula mincha v'loaf shemen. Right? They have a different pasuk. Now, what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Elazar, Ben Yaakov, Hai, Isaron, Bolog, Bolog, my Avdilei. What do they do with the Chachamim's pasuk by a poor Mitzorah? Ha'u'l'gufe. They use it for, my Avdilei. Ha'u'l'gufe. They use it to teach you the din of a poor Mitzorah. Ze'ka'amar Rachmana, Laisi, Chari, Saron. Since he's poor, he's only going to bring one Isaron. The guy's poor. What, he's going to bring a 30 isaronim of flour? He's poor. He's going to bring one isaron. That's the minimum amount. The idah. What do the chachamim do with the pasuk of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? I'm sorry, the idah. How do they answer that, Taina? Oh, l'gufi lo tzarich. I don't need a pasuk for that. Why? The gully rachmana got the mitzorah. Ashir gimel karbonos the gimel esronos. Right? In Ashir, a rich mitzorah brings three karbonos. And along with that, he brings three esronos of flour. Hacha, dechad karbon v'chad isaron. Here, he's only bringing one. Why? Because he's very poor. So of course he's bringing one isaron. That's obvious. Now, why does the pasuk seem to say a log for an isaron? To tell you, it's one log for every isaron, for every other karbon. The idach. And what do they say back to that? What does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Nechemya say back to that, Taina? No, it's true. Talking to that, I would have thought. Let's do your bedalas. Aim a lowly boy, klal. I would have thought, it's not for this concept, I would have thought that a mitzora is so poor, he doesn't have to bring a carbon at all. He doesn't have to bring a carbon at all. What do you want from the guy? The guy doesn't have any money. No, he has to bring at least a mitzora. That's what I would have thought. The Idach, what did the Chacham say that? Legamri? Does it bring anything? Well, Ashkechon, you never have that. Look at Rashi, Legamri. Rashi, Legamri. Zebach b'lo mincha klal o Ashkechon. B'lo mozis l'er l'ach yitzrach. That you never find. You never find where, what's he going to bring? What does Legamri mean? What's he going to bring over here? What's he going to bring? He's going to bring when he said back that they said like this, since he's poor, maybe he should bring an animal and not bring any accompanying mincha. Says the Gemara, that's impossible. Says the Chacham back, Legamri, to bring an animal and not bring mincha, you never have such a thing. Alright, what about a bird? Good thing you have it by a bird. You bring birds. There are no minchas by birds. So who asked that question? The Olaf Shlomo asked that question. Ola Shalom, what are you talking about? What about having birds? Birds, you have a bird, you don't bring what? So why? So why is it that arcane? Right. That's the answer. Right. It's not in the parsha of Mitzvah. So don't bring it. Don't talk to me about it. Why is it that by birds don't minchas? I don't know. We have to ask Hashem that question. I don't know. But it's not right. Now, Rabbanon, hi, lemincha below Shemen, my off delay. What do they do with the pasuk of the one? It was Yaakov's pasuk that seems to say you bring one loaf, no matter how many stone you bring. Ahu, the mesnadiv mincha. No, it means somebody's mesnadiv mincha. Shlo yivchos bidavar hatoan log. But my new itzaron that the minimum amount of flour you can bring is an itzaron. The idach tarti mashimine. They learn out both things. So it's a machlokes. I believe we hold that it was one log, no matter how many stone you bring. We're going to have that later in the mesnadiv. Winding down over here. Next, the Mishnah said, Shisha lapar, arba la'ayil, shalosh lekeves. Right? Shisha what? Six lugin for an ayil, for a par, four lug for a ayil, and three lug, which by the way, 12 lug equal a hin. Right? Sorry. 12 lug equal a hin. The Mishnah gave the measurement in lug, not in hin. Right? 12 lug equal a hin. Manalan, how do you know that? How do we know that? So the Gemara says, Diksiv, it says, V'nis kehem chatzi ha-hin lapar. Hin is tresar lugin havin. A hin is 12 lug. How do you know that? Diksiv, because it says, Shemen Zayis Hin. Right? Uksiv, and it says, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yihyeh Zeh Li L'doro Seichem. Zeh is Gematria Tresen Avin. Zeh is Gematria 12. Right? It's one of those rare times where Gematria is used to teach you a halacha. Happens sometimes. Very rare. Usually it's some Hasidic of the bar. But how do we know that? No, the pasuk. What? Which pasuk? No, that pasuk. No, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. Well, we added that, right? Right. So how do we know? It's a gematria, right? By the way, gematria is one of the midos that the Torah suggests to him. It's not one of the 13. Another 32. It's one of those 32. Very, very unusual. Very extended version, right. It's very unusual for Gemati to teach you halacha. Very unusual. It happens. Stand out the Shalosh Yom is a Gemati also. Right? Yehiyet is Gemati 30. Very, very unusual. Four or five times in Shas. One of the times. Right? Most of the time it's just to give you, it's parparos. Right? This is Gemati that. It's a nice reminder about something, right? Those are, everybody likes them. Right? They leave you wanting for more because good Charles Shuddha's Torah. By the way, the Baal Torah, who's a borderline Rishon, quotes it all the time. All the time, actually. There's something to it. It's just not halacha. Very rarely. Okay. Next. Shalosh Shemechta Lebenora Chatzilug L'chol Ner. But everybody knows this story, that there was one half a lug for each of the seven candles. Seven times a half equals 3.5. Right, so every night at 3.5 lugs, each candle got a half a lug. Good? But how do you know that? The Tana Rabbanon, it says, May Erev ad Boker tain la midasa. From night till morning, give it its measure. Shetehe doleches v'holeches me Erev ad Boker. It should go burn the whole night. Davar acher, me Erev ad Boker, ein lecha avoda shekshir me Erev ad Boker el azubal vad. This is the only avoda that lasts throughout the night. Is that true? Look at Tosfos. Look at the fourth Tosfos. Ein lecha avoda. What? Ein lecha avoda k'shikshere me'er v'boker el zubel v'ad. Tzarech l'yashi. You see the Tosfos there? The fourth one? Tarek Liashim. What about Akhtar Tevarim? The Truma Sadeshen? Right? What about those two things? The Yesh Lefarish, the low dummy, first of all, Akhtar Tevarim, Bitzilas Mibod Yom. Akhtar Tevarim starts during the day. Kid the Omar, the Paragraph Bishmal. The Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shaita. What are you waiting for the night for? It's so busy. Erev Pesach. A very busy day. Then you burn the Emurim at night. Otherwise, why are you waiting till night? It's Mutter, you're allowed to. Do it at the right time. That doesn't count. And Shumas Hadeshen, says Tosfos, Lo Mitzchah Lo Mishkiyat Zacham. It doesn't start from Shkiyat Zacham. When did it start? Chatzot. So both of those don't apply. The only one that you have the whole night is Menorah. Right? The Gvura Sari just wants to know, by the way, the menorah also started during the day. Right? When would they light the menorah? After they burnt the ketoret. When's that? The day. Right? So there's some say it was right before Shkia, a minute before Shkia, right before Shkia, maybe during Shkia even. So either way, it's still it's the closest thing you're going to get anyway. It's good enough. It's close enough. Close enough. Chazanish says, that's the Shia. That's the Zman. Zman is started a minute beforehand, and it went throughout the night. Now, listen to this Gemara, very interesting Gemara. The Shira Chachamim Chati Lug Be'orti Be'atachra. The Chachamim will Mashayir, estimated, it takes a half a lug for it to burn throughout the night. The Ikka de Umri, some say, Mamaila Lamata. They started out with a much bigger Shira. They started out with a lug. And they realized in the morning, they'd left over. So the next night, they added that they took a tiny drop off. And they kept doing that till they got to a half a look, and it still burned throughout the night. So they were all set. The Ikadami, others say, no. Mimatsu Lamaila. They started off with a tiny amount. And they burnt that up. And by 11 o'clock at night, it was gone. Then they added a little more. They kept on adding more and more and more until they got to the end. Until they got to a half a look, and it burned throughout the night. Manda Arma Mimatsu Lamaila. The one that said they started off with a tiny amount. Shira Torah. Chasa Amonashah Yisrael. Torah is Torah money to waste money. Start off with a small shear until you get to the right amount. Uman the arm of Milo Mata, Shiru ain't Anias Makamashiro. No. We're not cheap in the Beit HaMikdash. We're not cheap gate. Right? Now, we explained once that how do you reconcile these two opposite ideas. On the one hand, we say Torah is cost on your money. On the other hand, we say, so we once answered that question, it depends. If it's your money, then we're chasing your money. We don't want you to waste money. But if it's the Beis HaMikdash money, right? Beis HaMikdash money, then Ananias Malka Mashiva, right? The president himself can be the biggest cheapskate on 2 feet. But the White House as an institution is very lavish. You can be very cheap on yourself. But as the Beis HaMikdash as an institution is very lavish. Now, I don't know how that answer fits with this Gemara. This Gemara is talking about the oil of the menorah, which Mestama came from public funds. Mestama was public funds. No, so what they did was, they put in a half a loaf, what Rashi says that, they put in a half a loaf for the longest night of the year. And even though in the summertime, when Shki is up till 8:30 at night, so they would light it at 8:30 at night, and the morning already, they get more than they needed, there's a low pull. They put the same amount the whole year. In the middle of the winter, in the middle of the didn't have extra. Only in the summer they had extra, but it was a low pull. The shear was in the for the longest night of the year. Okay? I don't know how to reconcile these two opposite ideas. I just don't know how. But I saw some fascinating part. It must be, I don't know who this is. Pay test. The Aryeh Sha'ag. I don't know who that is. The Aryeh who roars. I wouldn't be surprised if the person's first name was Aryeh. Anyway, it's a Parsha Pahaloska, which is coming up this coming Shabbat. So I figured I might as well say a word of Parsha Pahaloska. At the beginning of Pahaloska, it says that Aaron HaKohen gets so much credit that he was commanded to light the menorah, and he never deviated. And everybody asks, God told me to do something else, I won't deviate. Right? What's the big Kiddush of Aaron HaKohen that he didn't deviate. So everybody knows, the famous part, that he did it every day like it was the first day. It never became rote. It never became routine for him. Very nice, lovely part.
This Ari Yishai, something amazing, something fascinating. He says, well, it says over here that it burnt the whole night. Aaron HaKohen stood there the entire night, every single night, to make sure that it burnt the whole night. An amazing part. You do a mitzvah, you do it right. That's his credit. He stood there the entire night to make sure it never went out. Whether he sleep, I don't know. Right? What kind of person is that? And then in the morning he did the avoda. I don't know how true that is. I don't know how that's even humanly possible. The point is, look at what his dedication was. Such a mussar, hasta. Look at Aaron's dedication. I let him in order to go home. No, he says it, that he stayed the whole night. Some say that he maybe he stayed for the first half hour, like Ebbet Hanukkah, for the half hour, maybe he stayed for the first half hour. He stood there, which is why some people have a minhag. They stay by the menorah for the first half hour, make sure the lights don't go out, right? There should be, so that the mitzvah should continue. You can just light and run away. Even though we hold, lighting it and is all you have to do. But it shows you dedication. That's the point. The point is it shows you dedication. Right? You can light the, halachically, you can light the menorah and then go eat supper. No question about that. You sit there for the half hour, look what it shows about you. Not doing anything, just sitting with my menorah. That's all I'm doing. Aaron did it his whole life. That's the godliness of Aaron HaKohen. That's a pretty nice part. Okay. Okay. Next. Right, so that's the thing. Now we knew Aaron stood there. Aaron stood there, light went out. Right? We said yesterday for the eye, he said, how did anyone know the light went out? Now we know. Aaron sat there the whole night. Now, okay, next. Okay, now. Again, a par brought three esronim with six lug. An aisle brought two esronim and four lug. It's the same ratio. The ratio is, it's double. By the way, they brought a lug of shemen and a lug of wine. Right? So it's the same ratio. It's double whatever you're bringing in flour, the wine and oil are double. For a par and for an ayah. For a kabet, it was one etzaron for three lug. That's not double. Therefore, says the Mishnah, ma'ar v'nichse parim v'nitzke elim. If the parim, oil, or wine, get mixed up with the ayah, oil, or wine, it's no problem. You know why? Because the ratio is the same. So whatever you're going to do with it, it's double. So if it gets mixed up, it's kosher. Right? Niske kvasim, beniske kvasim, it's also kosher. Why? That's the same shear, same animal. Shal yachid b'shal tibor, if a yachid gets mixed up with a tibor, we're going to say it's also good. Shal yom b'shal emesh, today's carbon gets mixed up with yesterday's, it's also good, because we learned that the nesachim can be brought even 10 days later. Aval, if the keves oil or wine gets mixed up with the other two animals, you stop. Why? Because the proportion is not the same. Can you see that? You're bringing wine connected with flour. So is the proportion for oil and power the same? It's double. It's double the amount of wine and oil that there is for the flour. The sachem can cause two things, liquid and flour. Yeah. And wine and oil. No, but if it got mixed up, since the proportion's the same, you could bring it still. But if it got mixed up with a kevet, the proportions are different. How you got it mixed up? It's a mixture here. So, wine by itself, oil by itself, and the flour by itself. Says the Mishnah, I understand. So if it got mixed up, since the proportions are the same, it's fine. But if the proportions are different, it's a problem. It got mixed up. How do you know how much you're bringing? Each animal, the whole thing is mixed up. Therefore, if it's a different animal, it's a problem. But if you were bolel them together, what does bolel mean? What does bolel mean? Combine. Then, minis arvu. Then they got mixed up. That's ksherim. Which answers your question. Right? Because whatever you did to them, it's still distinct. Even though they got mixed up, that's not a problem.
Iman shelo balo pasul. But if before you mix it up, it's pasul. Hakeves haba im omer. A keves that's brought with an omer. Afal pisha mincha so kfula. Even though you double the mincha. Why? Normally you bring one isaron. By the omer, you bring two isaronim. Nevertheless, lo ha'inasachav kofkfulin. You did not double the amount of wine and oil that was brought. Only the amount of flour. Okay? Good? Very good. Piraminu, wait a minute. We have a brisa that says, Viktiru, it says in the Torah, Viktiru, right? She lo ya'ariv chalavim v'chalavim. That you shouldn't mix different kinds of fats. And says Rashi, and don't tell me only about different kinds of fats, who adin, Yitzchakim also can get mixed. Amar of Yochanan, no, in this Arvuka Amar, we meant to say was, Bizi Yevet, if it got mixed, since it's same proportion, it's okay. The Chachil, of course, shouldn't mix them. If it happened, okay, that's the end of the world. Ihachi, if that's true, that the whole Mishnah is talking about a Bizi Yevet, then wait a minute. It says in the next part of the Mishnah, the Ein Ma'ar B'Nitzke Kvasim B'Nitzke Par B'Elim. You can't mix goats with rams and cows. Why not? Different proportions. I feel in this Arvu Namilo, and even with the evidence, no good. Right? But the Tani Seifa, but then in the Seifa it said, Bolil on Elim Ifnei Atman V'Elim Ifnei Atman. If you did Bolila to each one separately, then B'Nitz Arvu, and then it got mixed up. Busy Eved. Sharon, that's fine. Mishlal, what do you see from here? The Reisha, that the Reisha was talking about, the Chachila Ka'amar, was talking about a case of the Chachila. How could you answer he's only Busy Eved? No! The Sefer was talking about Busy Eved. The Reisha was talking about the Chachila. Amar Baya Chachik Amar. Ma'arvin Yayin, in this Arvin south of Mishmanam. If you can do the wine if the oil and the what's it called got mixed up. If the oil and the flour got mixed up, then you can mix up the wine. Right? The yayin lechachila lo, which is mashma, initially, wine no. So what did Abaye do? Abaye says, the oil and the flour that lechachila you can mix up. The wine only for the other. So v'yayin lechachila lo, batanya, v'ved v'amurim, when do we say that you can't mix up the Bussin and the parma the elim, that's besoles b'shemen. Avol b'yayin ma'arvin, yayin you can mix, probably because you don't do anything with that wine. You pour it down the drain, right? You pour it down to the netherworld, right? To the sheets, it goes to who knows where. So that's okay. Takadav b'pshat, elam rabaya. Abaya says like this. Hachi kamar. Here's what I meant to say. Hecha dehukdar salta v'shamnan. When you've already burnt the wine and the oil and the flour, ma'arvin yayin is achila. Then you can mix the wine with chachila. Hecha the low hooktor, but if it's not, in this arev salt of v'shamdan, the arvin amiyai. If it got mixed up, then you can mix up the wine too. V'yam lav, ein ma'arvin, you shouldn't mix it up. Why? Because you might come to mix up the salt and the shemen with chachila, and that you shouldn't do. Now, kevet habam omer, we said that the goat that comes, the sheep, whatever, that comes with the omer, even though the omer has double the amount of flour, you don't double any other measurement. Tan Rabbanan, u'minchaso shnei esronim. By omer, the minchas two esronim. Limit al kevet, habam omer. It tells you the kevet that comes with the omer, sheminchaso kfula, the minchas double. Yachal yei, sheminchaso kfula. Kach yayino kfula. Maybe the wine should also be double. Hamadlamar, no. Vizitzko yayin, revi'a sahin. Yayin stays the same measurement. Yachal lo yei yayin a couple, sheino nivol u'minchaso. Maybe the wine doesn't get doubled because you don't do anything with the wine. You pour it down the drain. Avel yeshmano kafel, but the oil should be doubled. Why? Shenivel al minchaso, because you mix it together with the mincha. Amad lomar v'nitzko, kol nitzachav, every nitzachim, lo yeh el revius. It should only be a revius. My Talmuda, how do you get the din so you don't double the oil from that word? So amar Rav Elazar, siv v'nitzka, it says v'nitzka, the Karinan v'nisko. And we read it v'nisko. The ketad, nisko de mincha, k'nisko de yayin. Right? The same measure from the wine is the same measure as the oil. Therefore what? You don't add it. Ma yayin revius, af shemenami revius. Okay? Very good. Excellent. Now, Amar of Yochanan, brand new din. Asha Mitzora, listen to this. An Asha Mitzora, Sheshachto, that Yishet, Shalol Lishma, Yishet, Shalol Lishma. So what's the din by an Asha that Shechted Shalol Lishma? The din is it's kosher, but Shalol Ol Lishem Bayel. You have to bring another one, but it doesn't have to come down. The only ones that Shalol Lishma are no good are a chazak and a carbon paper. However, Asha Mitzora has one quirk that no other Asham has, which is Ta'anis, an Asham that a Mitzora's Asham has this up. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan, Asham Mitzora, Shashach to Shalol Lishma, Ta'anis Achim. It must require Nisachim. Why? She'im iyat to Omer came to Salta. Because if you don't give it to Nisachim, you didn't finish the job. So therefore it's puzzle. We know it's good, but Shalol Lishem Bailam. But you must do the Nisachim, even though it's Shalol Lishma, even though it's not for the Mitzora. Why is it not for the Mitzora? You did it Shalol Lishma, you still have to, otherwise it's puzzle. Maskevler Menashe, wait a minute, Bargaza. El Meata, Kevet Abama Omer. The kevet that comes with an omer, sheshachnu shalol lishma, and a shechnu shalol lishma, the mincha to kfula, the mincha should be double, shemet the omer came for salto, because if you don't do it, it's going to be puzzle. Why? Because the omer requires two, double the amount, right? Toda shal shachar. What about a morning toda? Sheshachnu shalol lishma. Yishachnu shalol lishma. The morning toda, by the way, is an ola. Yehei ton steak zirin, b'koei nechad. It should require two logs. Which they had special din by the Omer and by the Talmud in the morning. Shema to Omer came to Salto. Otherwise, it's going to be ruined. The Talmud shall be in our bayim. Shachlus Shalol Shema. Yeton Shnei Zirin. Shnei Kahanim. And same thing by the Talmud in the afternoon. She required two logs. Shema to Omer came to Salto. First answer is Ein Achanami. You're right. Ella. I'm sorry. If the second words. Bechitem Ein Achanami. Hey, you want to tell me you're right? Not true. Halochashim. We never heard that. No one ever said that. So, Ella Amar Abaya, it's still true. Chazim and Ayhu Nakat. Yeah, we mentioned one, but who are they? All these other ones? Rabbi Abba Amar, no. Bishlo Mahanach, Olos Ninu. All the other ones are Olos. So you didn't bring the dwarves? Big deal. Elau Chazil Olas Chova. Carve you all nedava. If it's not for a chos, it'll be a nedava. Av elahacha ilo mukpes lebemilse asher nedava miyika. There's no such thing as an asher nedava. There's no such thing. You don't bring an asher for a nedava. So you brought an ola and you didn't bring the log like you're supposed to. It's a big deal. So it became a nedava. So bring another one. You have to bring another one anyway. It's shalol shma. But over here, it has to be perfect, even though it's wrong. Why? Because no such thing as a nedava. Tana kevatad Rabbi Yochanan asher mitzora shachta shalol shma. Oh, shall not some midas midamo algabe bahonos harezu ol algabe mitzbeach v'tar nesachim. It requires nesachim. You must do it. The tzarach asham acher latiro, and then you need another asham to get the guy to do it with shmal. All right, very good. We'll stop here. We'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.